This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, the 7th of January, the anniversary of the first week in the year 2021. I'm moving in and out hard. No, it's not really hard today to find what direction I think we ought to go in here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If those of you who feel like you want to express yourself about what's going on in Washington, around the country, but Washington more specifically, social media, Twitter, at Doug Steffen Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, your thoughts. Somebody asked, just thoughts, whatever they may be. If somebody asked me, if I asked myself, or if one of the ladies said to me, okay, you're always asking us questions, what's your thought on this? My immediate reaction was going back to what Mitt Romney said after the election. This guy's not going to go quietly. That was, if you expect him to go quietly, you're kidding yourself, because he's not going to go quietly. I really don't give a good damn about Trump at this point. He has in so many ways, the baseless claims that have come. Are there problems with the election? Yes. With this election? Yes. With past elections? Yes. Do we have a really troubled system, a really inefficient system? Do we have one that has real issues and problems? Yes. The electoral process in general.
Let me
finish what I'm saying, please, Jennifer.
Yeah, but we'll never get to the bottom of it, too bad.
Well, I mean, when getting to the bottom of it, it isn't that we need to get to the bottom of it, but not by shooting up the Capitol. That isn't the way to shoot up. That's not the way to fix the problem. And no matter what, there isn't, I don't see anything, any information that I've seen leads me to believe that there were 7.5 million fraudulent votes. Were there a million? Were there a couple of million? Maybe 3 million? Hard to tell, because, as you just said, we probably won't get to the bottom of it. The news media hasn't helped in this circumstance, and I'm going, this is more comment than probably somebody would do if I were writing something on a social media page. But I find that these thugs are some, and they're not all thugs. There are plenty of people who are well-intentioned. A lot of ignorance, man. When I look at, I don't know whether the news media goes out and tries to find idiots and ignoramuses, but there were lots of people who had lots to say that had no real bearing or showed any understanding of how the system really works. But the system is broken. It's time. I think we said yesterday we were talking about the Constitutional Convention. Could we ever get a situation, if we're looking around at what goes on now, trying to get people to agree to some changes that need to be made, and even agreeing on what the changes are, that it doesn't appear that this is the moment for that. Do we, if we move ahead, does that mean maybe a year from now or 10 years, we got to fix it. Otherwise, I think we don't have a bright future, frankly. I think that we've, the great experiment that the United States is flawed in many ways. Is it as bad as it was during the Civil War? No, not at all, but it's bad. It is bad. So those are my thoughts on looking, thinking. I was in a two-hour meeting last night on Zoom, and it was about some local things in my community. And at the end, the chairman of the group said, well, all right, let's be done here so we can go see if we still have a country. I mean, I don't think it's by any stretch of the imagination. It isn't. Anybody who tells you that it's the end of America is really full of what comes out of the rear end of my cows. But there is a problem. And Trump has created a lot of it on his own, in his own way. There are lots of ways you could fix this or address it. It's just that he doesn't have thoughts about anybody but himself. And that seems very obvious at this point. He could have done a lot of things to quell this, to keep it from happening. I don't know. I'm disgusted with him. I'm disgusted with this whole business. He needs to go away. But we do need to take some of the things that we're learning through this process and do something about our electoral process, because the stuff that's wrong plays into the hands of guys like this that want to stir the pot. Okay. So that's my thought on this. Jennifer, you started to say something.
Oh, no. I was just saying we're never going to know. I was just adding into your conversation because, I don't know, I think yesterday, I think we can all agree, was an incredibly sad day. Yeah. And it was sad for a lot of reasons. Number one, I cannot believe that people who, whatever their intentions, would think that it's okay to breach the Capitol building. That's not okay. It's not who we are as a country. It's ridiculous. Just period, end of story. They should be arrested. Many of them were. A woman lost her life for doing this. So,
and four other people died too.
I think it's incredibly sad.
Yeah.
That being said, I think that we should have arrested the people on the inside and gave the people the right on the outside to have their space to protest. Because
yeah,
that's
protesting is important.
But they were not allowed
America.
To do that. They were dispersed. And
how do you?
And that's.
But then wasn't there just the violence
the
that
violence
went with
is what
some
made
of them?
Disperse, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the only people that were violent are the ones who actually breached the Capitol. The ones that were sitting on the steps, the ones that were sitting in the park. I mean, here's the thing: I have a lot of the people that follow me on Facebook. I had a lot of people there, so I watched a lot of video yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there are two different things that were happening at the very same time. And so, it's the same argument, and it's
absolutely
the same flippant argument that was made during the summer that I sat here and said, I stand with the people who want to protest, but I do not like the violence.
Me
and
too.
What I'm calling for everybody this year as we move forward from all of this is to be consistent. I was also equally as sickened yesterday listening to all of the hypocrites who were clutching their pearls about the protests on the Capitol, who said nothing when federal buildings were burnt down, when police precincts were burnt down, when churches were burnt down during the summer. We need to get better as a country, because guess what? It's not about our elected officials. It's about how we conduct ourselves as individuals. And we can do better what we saw yesterday. We can do better than what we've seen this summer. And until we stop playing the political game and start holding ourselves accountable and personally responsible, I just don't ever see us getting better, because it's really easy to boil this down. I've said this forever and make this all about Trump. But Trump didn't ask people to storm the Capitol building. People
he did.
He
did it yesterday at the rally.
Not.
He did, Jen. He told them to go.
He said to fight. I tell people to fight every single day on
the
radio show.
This is what we have to do. We have to stop making excuses for Trump's bad behavior. Trump has, his entire life, he has spoken in code. We all know what that code is. He doesn't need to say, everyone go and break through the Capitol building and bust the glass and go steal podiums and go vandalize people's offices. He doesn't need to say it and spell it out like that. But we know what his intention is, and we know what he meant.
Well,
that rally that he held yesterday.
Every president.
That's,
I mean,
not
Obama,
true. That's not true.
Wait,
Obama. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Obama again.
No. Just let's have a real conversation, because we have to do this.
Don't,
Jen, you're not even making sense. Like, this is just, there are so many Republicans
had a
now
chance,
who came
I hadn't
forward.
Had a chance to finish.
Okay. Well, we've heard this all before. There
no,
are so
let
many
her finish.
Republicans
I think
who.
She needs to finish.
Okay.
I think she needs to finish.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I finished. Let Jennifer finish, then you finish. Victoria, go ahead.
I'm tired of the Trump apologists. I'm sick of it. It's disgusting, vile
I'm tired
behavior
of
that is
Trump
not
being
that is
the reason
fitting.
That we do all of this stuff. That's the problem. But
well,
Jennifer, you were
talk to his
but
supporters about that.
Well,
but see, here's the thing: you
easy.
Deny 70% of the country, you're never going to get a healing. So what I'm talking about here is about doing better moving forward, and I think that's what we have to look at, because here we are today. Where do we go tomorrow? There are still a lot of people who think that this election was stolen from them, and they're never going to get their answer.
Because the president
now.
Keeps
ever,
telling them that.
Ever,
that's the
ever.
Part of the problem.
And
but
because he doesn't have evidence,
if he
Victoria.
Doesn't acknowledge. Okay, but the entire election, like Doug started out by saying, the entire election was not stolen from Trump. And he keeps saying it. He said it yesterday. He fired up the crowd and made those people believe that they were doing the right, his bidding. They were doing the right thing. They felt justified and righteous in what they did yesterday. And he is the one who's perpetuating the lies. No one is saying, oh, well, all of these Trump-appointed judges have tossed these cases out. No one's looking at the facts. They're listening to what he says. In a moment where he could have, and I was so optimistic, I really was, I'm like, all right, he's got a chance here. He can say something presidential, and he can help heal right now. And he started out by saying, this election was stolen from us, and he made it even worse. That's why
because
we saw
to tell
the
people that he understands their frustration. I mean, look, you have to, the same frustration I'm hearing hearing from you is the same frustration that's in the other half of the country.
I'm tired of the president like lying to half the country and inciting violence.
Well, then
violence.
Every president has lied to the rest of the country, and there was a huge argument about the last administration inciting violence over race relations. And we're seeing it again. We see it again. We need to take a breath here. If we don't take a breath and actually start holding people up and just saying, look, let's deal with things instead of with hate in our heart, what is best for this country moving forward? People have legitimate concerns and frustrations on both sides of this country.
I get it,
and
but why are people just, so afraid to call Trump out for the vile piece of garbage?
I don't think anybody was afraid of calling Trump out yesterday, but I don't think this is all about Trump. I think it's simplistic, and I think it has been boiled down by the news media to make this all about Trump. It is not Trump that told those people to go into the Capitol. And by the way, if he did, is it still okay for them to go into the Capitol? No, those people are criminals.
Did you not see his rally yesterday?
If the organizers during the summer told those people to burn the city down, is that okay for them to do it? No. We're supposed to have our own personal core of making decisions. And the people who choose to make bad ones should be arrested and punished. And I don't know why we can't be consistent about that. I think it's really important. This country, I'm telling you, if the attitudes do not change, this is what we saw yesterday is going to happen every single day. Every day.
I think the attitudes do need to change. I think we've got a lot of we got lots of splaining to do, as Lucy said. There is just nothing here there's nothing good that connects to Trump, in my mind, that comes out well. I think that his childish point of view, his selfish point of view, his unrealistic point of view, all of that stuff has led to the negative from yesterday. Is there positive from yesterday?
It's dangerous. Well, people lost lives yesterday.
There have been a lot of stuff, a lot of things that have happened in this country, whether it's the last 4 years, the last 8 years, the last 20 years have been chaos in this country. And you can say that it started with September 11th. Maybe that's true. Maybe when you look at that, you go back before that. What caused September 11th? There are a lot of things that maybe can never be corrected. You can't go back. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is where we are. And what are we going to do about this in the now?
I don't know that it gets better. Yeah.
Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't hold that thought. I think that it does get better. But I have different points of view based on different bits and pieces of information that I have. And it'll be interesting to see what the runoff race is now that both of those seats have gone to Democrats. What changes? I don't like the fact that we have one party controlling both the House, the Senate, and the White House. I've never liked that, and it's never led to anything except change, because, this has changed, and so it's like the pendulum swings back and forth. Maybe
I think that's
the
pretty indicative
human
of how a lot of the country feels, though.
I think Trump, nobody
Trump
to blame. If you're a Republican, and you're pissed off about the fact that you didn't get one seat out of this Georgia runoff, you can look to Trump because I think he's personally responsible.
Looking at the state of Georgia too.
They've
think
done.
What really it came down to, $2,000 payments, coronavirus. There's a lot going on right now, and
that's also
people,
true.
Yep. Half the country feels left behind.
All right,
but when your spokesperson of the party is that, it is just sending a message that doesn't even support the rest of the party.
He's done being the
spokesperson. Problem.
I think he may have been the spokesperson yesterday, but I think he's done as spokesperson.
I think so too.
Done, and done. 19 after the hour, the product that is going to help you, I don't know whether you'll be done, because I'm not sure that keeping your weight in check is something that you just try for a little while. Those of you who've said, okay, the first of the year I'm going to go on a diet, or I'm going to get exercising, I'm going to lose weight. It's a constant battle for most people. And so don't approach the battle in a single-handed way. I've said there are a lot of great weight loss programs, but they need the support of something like Calitrin to help you keep the weight off. So check out how Calitrin works, the success stories, and how to get it at toploss.com. And when you decide you're going to get on the program and keep yourself there, use the DJV code at checkout so you have the best deal. All right, is that the deal? We'll make a deal. Toploss.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program for Thursday, the 7th of January. Happy birthday to my sister. Let's see, how old is she today? She want me to...
I don't think she'd want you to say that.
1944, so that means she's 76 today, and she just... sort of, I want to say, quit her job. She just retired from Delta as a flight attendant after having been in airplanes for most of her life, or at least most of her career, anyway. And she took the buyout package because she didn't really want to retire. But apparently the money was too good to refuse, as they say. So she went down that street. At any rate, happy birthday to her and other people having... birthdays today. It's National Bobblehead Day. Uh-huh. Ever had some of these bobblehead things, kind of goofy. I wonder how many people have... What's the point of the bobbleheads?
That they're goofy.
Yeah, I guess that is the point. Right.
I have
right.
A lot of Dodger bobbleheads. That's my
question. Have you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think of baseball when I think of bobbleheads mostly.
Why? Why?
I don't know, because the most bobbleheads I've seen have been baseball players, so... I don't know. It just seems like in my mind, I just connect. I don't own a bobblehead, but I just connect it to baseball.
I remember seeing bobbleheads around television. Personally, there was a Johnny Carson bobblehead. There was an Ed McMahon bobblehead. I remember those from the days when they were on the Tonight Show. For those of you who are not familiar, I would think this is part of Americana, isn't it? Or is this sort of an international thing? They were first called Temple Nodders, bobbleheads from the 1700s. Modeled after Buddha and other religious figures. Isn't that interesting? I never knew that. Really? Huh. They were imported to Europe from China in the 1760s, and then, as you were pointing out, in the 1920s, generic baseball player bobbleheads started showing up. In 1964 is one of the first sets of human bobbleheads that aren't athletes, the Fab Four, the Beatles. I remember those. They were called the Mop Tops. And the bobbleheads reflected that, their haircut. They look like somebody put a bowl over their head, and that's what their hair looked like. All right, so that's National Bobblehead Day. Meanwhile, we're sort of trying to figure out here on our social media, Jay, what the proper reaction, I don't know if this is proper, but we've all expressed ourselves. People can use that as fodder. There are things that have been said. Maybe you can reflect on a few of them. At DJV Show, that is a Facebook page, Facebook.com/DJV Show. I was looking at some of those last night. Certainly there's more activity there since you've joined us. And so what else do you think is worthy of note there?
Yeah, I mean, we really just want to hear your thoughts on this. Express your thoughts, your frustrations, your feelings regarding the Trump supporters and the violent protesters. I remember watching different movies where it involved, you know, somebody breaking the perimeter of the U.S. Capitol or any of those buildings and thinking, oh,
like
that's
Gerard
so
Butler
far-fetched. Yes. It's like, oh, that's not going to happen. That's so far-fetched. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
do you know what was weird about that? Remember how yesterday, and I think it was actually exactly at this time, we talked about that threat of the Iranian government. Remember they broke into air traffic control, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, in New York. And then they said that it was going to be to justify basically or to avenge the death of Soleimani. One of the questions I really have about yesterday is how that happened. I mean, in a lot of the videos that I saw, the police kind of moved aside and the people were just like walking in like dope. So
everyone wants
to
know the answer to that question.
I really want to question. Like, I don't understand how it happened. Mm. And then if there was a target on this, which we learned 24 hours before, why wasn't security even more ramped up? There's so many weird things and unanswered questions about it. And I don't know.
Who's in charge of the Capitol Police? Is that like an appointed position, or because I think that's kind of what everyone's wondering. Why did the Capitol Police just stand aside and let them walk right through?
And what did that woman do to get shot?
Yeah, that was something I want to know. Mm-hmm. How was that? How did that take place?
Mm. Well, and the other medical emergencies, the other three people.
Yeah.
So we want you to weigh in on this. So join in on the conversation, Facebook and Twitter at DJV Show. Give us your thoughts, and we'll read them on air.
28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. evade its majority. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Stop the Steal protesters breached Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon, Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed woman. She's been identified as Ashley Babbitt from San Diego, California, a 14-year Air Force veteran.
She didn't have any weapons on her. I don't know why she had to die in people's house. That's our house. It's everybody's house. It doesn't matter. Democrat or Republican, I don't know why she had to die inside the house. I saw the pictures. I had to see the pictures of my wife dying. On the news.
Her husband Aaron on WKRN Nashville was not in attendance. After protesters were removed from Capitol Hill, Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gives Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. In the Georgia Senate runoffs, both seats went to the Democrats, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The victories by John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock ensure Democrats now control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Vice President Mike Pence after Wednesday's takeover on Capitol Hill by Stop the Steal protesters.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our capital today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our capital today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour here on the 7th of January. I'm Doug Steffen here. Almost, I'm taking a breath, a deep breath, as we observe what's happening and want to sort of share our thoughts, because that's the way to let the steam out of the bottle, is to talk about or think about or express yourself as to what's what and who's who in your mind. Jennifer Horn is doing that, as is usual. Victoria Keelan doing that as well. Jay Kirshner doing it and encouraging you to do it on our social media. Twitter at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Other things that are going on as I think about the whole idea, you know, in my spiritual base, I think a lot about forgiveness. But in order to forgive somebody, there has to be blame. And there really is only blame when there's misunderstanding. That came from Kung Fu, old television shows, thinking about what we learn, what we have learned, what we think of, what drives us to go where we go. There are all kinds of things. We're very complicated and yet pretty simple. And so when it gets to the simple side of life, maybe we spend a little time thinking about stuff other than this, like focusing on Gwen Stefani admitting that she was ready for Blake Shelton to ask her to marry him long before he did. How about them? How about that? How long did it take with the two of you? Jay, well, I'm going to start with you because you're the newest person here. When your husband asked you to marry him, what was the circumstance? Were you eager for him to ask you? Were you surprised? Did you say it's about time? What?
No, I never wanted to get married. I was totally fine never being a wife. I knew I loved him. He was my best friend even before, like, we were best friends before we started dating, and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him. But when he proposed, I didn't even let him propose. I was just kind of like, okay, yes, I say yes, and I grabbed the ring because I kind of didn't even want the proposal to happen. But I was like, well, no, I know I want to live, like, I want to be with you for the rest of my life, so I guess I'll marry, I'll be a wife.
I guess I'll marry you?
I guess I'll be a wife.
Yeah. All right, so Victoria, with you and Lewis, what was the, I can see, and I don't mean this in a prejudicial sense, but I can hear you saying, hey, Lewis, let's get married. Or, Lewis, will you marry me? Did you wait for the man to ask you, or did you ask, or did you just have a conversation and agree, it's time for us to get married?
I was like Jay. No, I was like Jay. I really didn't care about getting married. I was divorced. I didn't want to do it again. And this is very personal, but Lewis said, essentially, he said, you know, I think it's really unfair that you let someone else have a chance, and I really want you to give me that chance. And so,
oh, isn't that sweet? My God, that doesn't
make any woman
else.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not say yes? So, yeah. How do you not come around on that one?
Right.
But it's the best thing we ever did, so we're really happy.
Yeah. Jennifer, you've been engaged to Jeff for a while, and do you remember what...
Hey, Jen didn't want a proposal either, right?
Yeah, I think we're all in that same boat. But no, we were together a couple of years, and I remember he did it somewhere public, which I was like, oh God. We were at a winery, and I was just like, you know, there's the moment, not only are you overcome with emotion, but like, you feel like people are around you. So it went very quickly, and I think I blacked out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he had the ring, right? Did you see the ring?
Oh, yeah. I totally knew it was coming, and I'm like making sure I have a manicure and all this stuff.
You did.
Beautiful ring.
You made sure you had a manicure. That's kind of cool. Anyway, Jen, the business with Stefani being on the Tonight Show talking about this, and so the engagement took place a couple of months ago, right? Mm-hmm. They've been together for 4 or 5 years.
5 years,
and,
yeah.
Is that
I'm actually not surprised that she said this. I watched this interview with Jimmy Fallon, and she was pretty forthcoming. And she said, you know, in my mind, I was really at the point I was wondering where we were going. And that's kind of interesting because
Why do you have to have it go anywhere if you're happy with where you are?
Well, because I think she wasn't happy with where they were. That was the point. She was saying, you know, I want to move forward. She is very religious, and I think she wanted to be married. They've been together for 5 years. Her kids love him.
Did they not have sex before they got married?
No, I'm just saying. I think that's something that's important to her.
Religious people who are religious.
Well, because marriage is something. I always thought she was waiting for an annulment because it takes a long time. So I always thought that they were just waiting because she wanted to. It was important to her to get married in the church, and she wanted an annulment before she could do that. So
that's what I thought too. But it was interesting to find out that she really wasn't the one driving the boat in that relationship. So I'm happy he did it because they seem very happy now, and he keeps talking about how it's, you know, so great that they're engaged.
They're cute together.
They're very cute. Yeah.
Here's some more family news. Maria Menounos and her husband Kevin. How do you pronounce your name?
Menounos.
What
it's
I
not
say?
Nyos. You made it Spanish.
Menounos?
Yeah.
Menounos. Menounos.
Yeah. Anyway, Hilaria.
I rode on the plane across the country with her. Mm-hmm. And
she's really sweet. I love
she
her.
She is. Yeah, I liked her. Anyway, she said we're going to have a family to her husband. Maria's 42. Is that too late? All right. What do you think, ladies?
No, she froze her eggs. So
did she?
They have a surrogate. Yeah.
Ah.
She tried IVF and it didn't work, and so they now have a surrogate. So hopefully everything will go
smoothly.
She
had a lot of health
them.
Problems. Didn't she have was it an aneurysm or
brain
what
tumor?
Did she have?
Brain tumor.
That's right.
Her mom.
But she
had
with
brain
that guy
cancer.
For a long time, and they got married. It took them a while to get there, but I'm happy for them.
Yeah, right. They got engaged live on Howard Stern.
Or did
talking
they?
About public engagements. Yeah.
Yeah. Wowie zowie. All right, other family matters. Armie Hammer, the actor, says he's going to stop posting pictures of his children. We've kind of gone back and forth about this on the air because my son is very good friends with him, and I hear some things, and I don't want to give them away. But he's gone back to the Cayman Islands where his wife stayed after business. With, I think it was last. He finished the movie Murder on the Nile and came back from London. And his wife had taken the kids to the Cayman Islands. And so he went down there to be with them. This was, what, late March, I think. And then they decided they wanted to get divorced. And so he's been posting pictures of his children, but he doesn't want to do that anymore because he doesn't think it's safe, doesn't think it's good for them. How many other celebrities would be smart enough to say that? Don't you think what's your family's business is your family's business?
Seems like celebrities seem to have either they won't post anything or they post everything. There doesn't seem to be like a happy medium, which is weird. But the thing about Armie Hammer and his wife, you know, or now I guess they're getting divorced, but it's strange that he's been, I've seen pictures of him like on a million dates all over social media. He's got a very active social life. But he hasn't even seen his children in months. He could have gone back to the Cayman Islands at any time to see his kids. And he made such a big deal about being with the kids now. It's like, well, I've seen you on dates with literal 19-year-olds. Why weren't you with your children? Oh, yeah. He is all over social media. He has fake Instagram accounts he's been busted for. He's been very active, but just not with his children. So I think it's interesting now he wants to act like father of the year and I'm not posting pictures.
I thought that Brendan said he couldn't get there, that they didn't let, once you leave the Cayman Islands, you can't come back in again, or couldn't for a while.
I don't know
if that's true or not, but at any rate. Yeah. So is that the life that a lot of people who become, remember, his family, his name is Armie, but it's Armand. He's Armand Hammond III, after his grandfather who started Arm & Hammer, the soap company. That's where his people say, well, I know that name. Well, that name, his family name, is the name that has come down through generations from his, as I say, his grandfather. It may have been his great-grandfather who started basically what amounts to 20 Mule Team Borax and all of the things that go with Arm & Hammer products. You ever use... It's mostly, isn't it, the Arm & Hammer baking soda, pretty much.
I think
that was the main thing. Yeah, right.
All
right, so that's it. That's the family. 42 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to go right to Victoria's Wheelhouse. A new makeup line has been launched. We'll find out who's doing that and how it'll show up on Beauty Pop, amongst other things. 43. They say it was 42 or 43 after. It's close. We're close. Let's talk about something else that's close. How close are you to the pollution, the pollen, the germs, the allergens, all the things that are a part of our daily life, especially in the wintertime when your nose gets plugged up and first thing in the morning you do is blow your nose, right? Well, that's sinus congestion. And if you don't know how to get rid of it or if you just think blowing your nose is going to fix the problem, no. You need to clean that stuff out that's still stuck in your nose, not to be too graphic, but that's, you know, you can blow your nose, it doesn't get everything out. It makes you breathe a little easier, but don't you want to have your nose clean, clear through, sort of, and deodorized too? The things that come in the box, when you order Navage, the nasal care system that all of us have been using and talking about, it has all kinds of things in it that will get rid of the allergies, the hay fever, the sinusitis, the cold, the dry air, the dust, the pollution, goes on and on and on and on and on. So get a perfectly balanced nasal rinse with the Navage system, which you can find at Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. You're using it every day, right? Can you use it every day? Victoria,
I used it twice yesterday because my congestion's so bad. Yeah, it's safe to use it as much as you want. There's no limit on it, and it's just saline. So if you need that nasal wash and you want to get rid of the congestion, it's so effective. It's incredible.
How is it working for you, Jen Jen?
I need it again today. I got to tell you, I'm suffering the last couple of days, so I'm going to have to crank it up this evening and see if I can't feel a little bit better.
Your nose is your body's air filter. The first line of defense against all of this stuff is Navage. Look it up. Just go to Navage.com. See what they get a lot more information there than I can give you in 60 seconds or so, even though I always talk about it more than 60 seconds. It's a great experience to have, and you feel so much better. Make yourself feel better and to be safer in terms of your health and well-being. Navage at Navage.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
All right, so 46 after on the DJV program, on the lighter side of life, which we maybe need to pay a little more attention to today. Our Victoria Keelan has a podcast that's becoming very successful called Beauty Pop. Is that how you learned, or is this Halsey thing something that everybody's talking about?
It isn't Halsey's
for my wheelhouse, but I'm sure
right.
It is from yours.
Well, men can wear makeup, too. Halsey is one of the most popular pop artists right now. So she has announced that she has a new makeup line that's called About Face. And she said that the beauty industry has norms, but I don't want to encourage people to stick to that. I want to encourage people to challenge those standards and allow things to be imperfect and fun. So she's going to launch this in, I think it's at the January 25th it'll launch, and she said it celebrates the many facets and forms of expression that everybody, that lives in each person. So we'll see what it'll look like. It might be something similar to what Lady Gaga has with her House of Gaga makeup line. So this is a partnership with Ipsy. So you can buy all of the About Face products from Ipsy. And then the next drop will be on an anti-Valentine's Day. That'll be a limited edition lipstick and lip gloss range. It's going to launch in early February. This is kind of like already we've had a lot of beauty news with celebrities. Jennifer Lopez just launched her first skincare line. And, of course, everybody who looks at J-Lo for many years has said her skin is incredible. What does she do? Her whole makeup line, which isn't cheap. It's not a makeup line. It's a skincare line. It's not cheap, but it's all based on olive oil. So that's her secret kind of hero ingredient in her line. So Halsey's is going to be not skincare. It's just going to be makeup and probably just a lot more fun. So she changes her look a lot, so it'll be cool.
I want to know whether you ladies know who Ava Louise is. Does that ring a bell with you, Jay?
No.
You know who she is?
No.
Yes. Somebody said yes? No. Mm-mm.
No.
No. She began last year as a so-called social media budding star, is the way she's described. And she's all over the place suggesting that she said, and this is for young women, telling them that she'd rather die hot than live ugly. That's on her Instagram.
This sounds like someone who's on, like, TikTok or something, who's, like, 18 years old.
Well, she's not that much older. I think she's, she was the one who licked the toilet seat, remember?
No.
All of that?
I don't pay attention to any of these people. These are just, it's not that relevant.
Well, I guess that's the question. Why do people pay, Jay?
Well, only young kids do.
Really? Why do they?
One of the things that make people famous on TikTok and influencers astounds me.
Like licking your toilet seat?
Yes, like licking the toilet seat.
Good luck to her.
Oh, my God. The world, the truth has come up. We've come to the truth about the world. Ay, licking toilet seats. 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a new finance app that may be something you'd be interested in. We'll find out about how that works right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so what's this new finance app, Victoria?
It's called Mint. It's a free personal finance app. It comes to you from Intuit, which, of course, we know they make TurboTax. And so this has a new update that's kind of interesting. You know, all of us right now who have Netflix and Hulu and Spotify and all these different subscriptions that we pay for each month, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who really knows exactly how much they're spending every month on all of these add-ons, myself included. I have a million subscriptions to things. Couldn't even tell you how much money I'm spending every month. So this new update on Mint allows you to keep track of how much you're spending on all of those subscriptions. And so it will break it down for you per month what your cost is. You can set spending limits through the app. You can integrate it now with TurboTax. So that will also help you with your tax refund.
refunds when you go to file your taxes. You can have everything all in one place. And so this is kind of like the way that people are heading. If you have Chase or if you have, I think Wells Fargo does it, a lot of the major banks will break it down for you based on what type of your, you know, how much money you're spending, grocery purchases, gas, electronics, things like that. And now, Mint is the first one to move forward having the subscriptions linked, because that's an expense that a lot of people just forget about, and that can really add up. There, if you have all the subscriptions to all the streaming services and music and things like that, you could easily be spending $50 a month, and that really adds up. And so this really helps you set your monthly budget. You can set a limit for each category, and you'll get alerts, and it has all kinds of really cool features. And again, it's a free app. A lot of these types of apps are getting more and more popular, but the fact that you can also use it with TurboTax is that's a real advantage that Mint has over other apps that are similar, because all of that information, you don't have to re-enter it once you compile all of your info for your taxes. And so, and for right now, you know, the stimulus, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit later on the show, but the stimulus payments, the IRS has really kind of got a lot of people upset right now, because some people will not be getting a stimulus until they file their 2020 taxes. So using an app like Mint can help you speed up that process.
All right. So next up on the hit parade here is the frustrating computer plug-in Adobe Flash that now apparently is dead. Let's find out how. That's
the Geek Out.
Do we need to pour one out for Adobe Flash? After frustrating computer users for more than 20 years, the browser plugin is officially dead. And for that matter, you should just remove it completely from your computer. Adobe Flash was a plugin used for simple animations and what really powered the early movement of all sorts of online content, from cartoons to games, websites, and even early video streaming platforms. Problem with Adobe Flash was, though, it was a pretty significant security risk and the never-ending need to update it. Flash has been on its way out for more than 5 years, but January 1st marked the official death, and if you need help removing it from your computer, and you absolutely should, we've tweeted some links over at the Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, Windows 10 has a big update, yes?
It does. Microsoft is making a big change to Windows 10 to the taskbar soon. They're going to add in news and weather. So instead of having to sort of fish around on your home, on your desktop, Windows 10 will give you quick access to news, stocks, weather information. It's going to be all right there on the taskbar. And so you'll be able to glance at weather without even opening the start menu. You don't have to install any third-party apps or check online. It will all be right there. Plus, Microsoft News Network has 4,500 sources of news that they'll be pulling from. So it'll make life a lot easier for Windows 10 users.
All right, there it is. That's the update from Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program at...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.